When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the California Road Trip Republic, we believe you take adventure for a ride. Whether coastal cruising, mountain motoring, or redwood roaming, discover beauty around every turn. Your road trip can kick off from anywhere.
Starting route.
But it should always start at visitcalifornia.com. Then buckle up, crank those tunes, and discover why California is the ultimate playground.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. Take $20 off your first ticket purchase when you use promo code MINUTECAST at SeatGeek.com. That's promo code MINUTECAST for $20 off at SeatGeek.com. Yes, that works for Capitals and Nationals tickets. Check it out today. Is Mitchell Parker the pitcher that the Nationals were looking for to help lead this pitching staff into greatness? I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. It doesn't matter if you're shaving your upper deck or lower deck, Manscaped has got what you need, and now you can take 20% off plus free shipping when you use the promo code NATS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code NATS at manscaped.com. So in this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about the improbable star in Mitchell Parker. Listen, this pitching staff is looking for an identity. It is looking for a leader. This is not your 2019 Washington Nationals, and there are a lot of questions and not a lot of answers as far as who is going to be the face or faces of the Nationals pitching staff. Listen, to start the season in spring training, we thought that it was ostensibly going to be Josiah Gray. He did a pretty good job, all things considered. He was in the All-Star game last season, but has struggled in his brief stint and now is injured, of course. Who is going to be the guy to lead the force? You take a look at Corbin. He's hot. He's cold. You don't know what to expect from him one day to the next. So the Nationals are looking for that leader. This is post-Steven Strasburg. This is post-Max Scherzer. And there are not a lot of pitchers on this team that are going to grab the bull by the horns and lead this team. So it's interesting that the pitcher that has popped the most or has shown the most promise is a pretty obscure pitcher. And I'd be willing to venture that unless you are an extreme Washington Nationals nerd, you probably aren't too familiar with Mitchell Parker. You are now after two great starts, but before that, probably not. Given the circumstance, it was fair to wonder if Mitchell Parker's impressive major league debut last week was a bit flukish. After all, the 24-year-old left-hander was making his MLB debut after being drafted in the fifth round in 2020. And what are some of the things that we know about Mitchell Parker is, like I said, he's a bit obscure until, you know, we know of him now because of his two great starts. But before that, an unknown. So what was it about Mitchell Parker that popped off the page? Well, his ability to strike out batters on a frequent basis in the minors is what the Nationals were looking for. Posting mediocre numbers in the minors, his five innings of one-run ball before a sellout crowd at Dodger Stadium seemed too good to be true for the unheralded prospect from Albuquerque by way of San Jacinto College. But his masterful follow-up performance today, this piece was from a couple days ago I was writing here, against the mighty Houston Astros lineup dispelled any notion that his debut was a fluke. Parker was in complete control during seven scoreless innings, allowing just three harmless singles while not walking a batter for the second straight start. Now listen, oftentimes you can see pitchers and they'll, in their first debut, sometimes they'll pitch well, and the reason that is because there's not a lot of video footage to see what kind of pitches he has in his arsenal. So to think he was going to be able to extend that into his second start of successful baseball was quite something. The question now is can he do that in a third game? That is the question. Parker was in complete control during seven scoreless innings, allowing just three harmless singles while not walking a batter for his second straight start. With pinpoint command of his fastball, curveball, and splitter, Parker pounded the strike zone relentlessly, including weak contact while keeping dangerous hitters off balance. It was a masterful thing and quite stunning to watch. I remember watching the game and thinking to myself, who is this guy? A name that I had heard, but it was definitely not one of the pitchers that most Nationals had circled as a guy to be on the lookout for. Listen, we know the faces of the present and the future, and most people thought, you know, Mackenzie Gore, Cade Cavalli, pitchers like that. Most people did not have Mitchell Parker circled as one of the guys that is going to take the reins of this pitching staff, but he has done that in only two starts. He worked quickly and efficiently, needing only 73 pitches to record 21 outs. Parker has now tossed 12 innings over his first two MLB starts, compiling a 1.50 ERA, a 5.83 whip, and an incredible 12-0 strikeout-to-walk ratio. Who is this guy? I ask you again, quite stunning, came out of nowhere. I guess I don't want to think about it too much, but can he keep it going? Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need a love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and use code NATS for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first, the boys are back in town. Every man knows how scary it can be when going for a close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower 3.0 Plus, the 4.0 Pro, and the 5.0 Ultra. Yep, three ball trimmers, isn't it awesome? For the basic trim, go with the 3.0 and work your way up to the 4.0 Plus 5.0 for the ultimate grooming experience. Taking it on the go, Manscaped has you covered. These trimmers come with a travel case and even a travel lock feature to avoid any accidental powering and or weird looks in the airport. This right here is the cutting edge of cutting pubes. Upgrade your ball trimmer and your life will follow. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped. Listen, in the last start, we saw Corbin. He pitched really well. But again, we don't know what kind of pitcher he's going to be. This pitching staff, the starting rotation, needs an identity, and they need a face to help lead this team in the right direction. An improbable star, to be sure. Mitchell Parker is that. And then some. His emergence has been the most compelling and unexpected success story of the young season for the Nats. thanks to Parker's Gym today. Again, I wrote this piece a while ago. In a 6-0 victory, Washington secured another important series win to climb back to a respectable 10-11 record. Oftentimes it's easy to get caught up in players. I was that way with Trey Lipsicum. Is he going to be that sustainable player? I think to a certain extent, as Nationals fans, we are hungry for that next breakout star. I do think that this team has players like that. I think that CJ Abrams, if he continues on his trajectory, will be all-star worthy. But again, it's one of the things that's exciting is that they have a pitcher that has turned in two really great outings. Can he continue doing it? That is the question. Davey Martinez wisely pulled the rookie after 7 frames to preserve his arm, but make no mistake, Mitchell Parker has arrived as a force to be reckoned with in the major leagues. This just might be the start of something really special for an unassuming youth pitcher. So quite stunning for the Nationals that they have someone like that that could potentially be that face. And we take a look at how the Nationals have played here. There was a couple games that they're playing really well, but then last night, not so well. So there are questions about consistency. But the one thing that we know, and if you listen to the show on a regular basis, is it's just being patient. With Mitchell Parker being lights out, can he continue to be lights out? If he can, well, that's something to build on. And then you take a look at the pitchers that are on the way there. You take a look at Josiah Gray. He is a work in progress, but I think he'll be one of the better pitchers as well. Again, Cade Cavalli, those kind of players. That I think that is going to be the face of the future. Mackenzie Gore, those kind of pitchers. Jackson Rutledge, another young star. So I do think that the arrow is pointing up for this team. It's just adhering to the difficult thing of being patient. Of course, the excitement for the most part is about the Nationals outfield. Of course, we know the big names out there. But to talk about the future faces of the pitching staff is something that has not often been talked about. It's easy to get excited about Dylan Cruz and James Wood and Robert Hassel and Brady House and those kind of players. But there's not a lot of optimism. There's not a lot of talk about the pitching staff. And that is one of the causes of concern for the Nationals, to be honest with you, really kind of has been since 2019. And even in 2019, there was a lot of questions. A pitcher that can turn in a full game. It seems like Davey Martinez wants to give the hook early, overtaxing the bullpen. And it's a bullpen that is not one of the better ones in Major League Baseball. So it is a bit of a frustrating dynamic, this team, about, not really great starters, a work in progress. The bullpen is not one of the best. So to have someone like Mitchell Parker be, potentially, ostensibly the guy, even though it's improbable, to help lead this young pitching staff is quite something. One of the things I had spoke of, one of the promises that Mike Rizzo made that he was going to address, is go out and pick up that top tier starting pitcher, that, gnarled old veteran. But as it turns out, do they have a leader in a guy like Mitchell Parker that Davey Martinez says just lives his life with a low pulse rate? Doesn't get high, doesn't get low, is pretty even keel. For me, it's the makings of a perfect storm for the Nationals. And I say perfect storm in a good way. I'm hyped. I'm pumped about the prospect of what Mitchell Parker can be. Listen, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. If you could do me a favor and give this podcast a 5-star rating, subscribe and follow, and let's really help grow this podcast. All right, once again, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, and I'll talk to you again next time.
In the California Road Trip Republic, we believe you take adventure for a ride. Whether coastal cruising, mountain motoring, or redwood roaming, discover beauty around every turn. Your road trip can kick off from anywhere.
Starting route.
But it should always start at visitcalifornia.com. Then buckle up, crank those tunes, and discover why California is the ultimate playground.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent, being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.